This is KERA News. I'm BJ Austin. It's going to cost more each year to operate the new Parkland Hospital in Dallas. The bigger $1.3 billion high-tech hospital opened last week after 5 years of construction. But what happens to the old Parkland across the street? Its days may be numbered. There's still plenty of activity in the old Parkland: specialty clinics, labs, the hospital pharmacy, the gigantic laundry, and administrative offices did not make the move to the new campus, including Parkland CEO Dr. Fred Cerise. He says no decision's been made yet about which operations will be moved across the street when a clinic and medical services building is finished in another year.
We'll either decide to stay in some of the clinical space where we are in now, in those the newer buildings that have more life left to them, and then dispose of the older buildings. We anticipate selling most, if not all, of the property on this side of Harry Hines.
That sale would likely include the walls and halls of the Parkland of 1963, when the assassination of President John F. Kennedy thrust the Dallas Public Hospital into the international spotlight. Parkland's display to honor JFK's memory, including the presidential seal and a bronze bust of President John Kennedy by sculptor Felix de Weldon, has already been moved to the new building, with another important piece to come.
You know, that ER facade will move. Parkland Emergency, that will move to the new site. But the historic pieces of Parkland, that's going to be a discussion or conversation we're going to have.
Dr. Cerise says there will be plenty of time for careful discussion.
We're a public entity, and so we'll have to go through a public process to sell the property.
At the new Parkland, even though the hospital has doubled in size, Dr. Cerise anticipates a modest 2-3% growth in hospital activity, emergencies, patient admissions, and visitors. It'll cost more money to run, though.
Mostly because of the size of it, from about 1 million square feet to 2 million square feet. And our operating budget will increase about 5 or 6%, and that's a combination of inflation and new staffing models.
Parkland has hired about 300 new people, more cleaners, IT technicians to wrangle all the new technology, hospital police, and nurses to staff the ER, which is 5 times larger than the old one. In 2008, voters approved a slight tax hike for new Parkland operating expenses, as well as funds for construction. And officials expect property values in Dallas County to go up next year. That would mean higher tax bills for homeowners and more money in Parkland's purse. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.